Bezra Hashem, continue. V'shari tshuva shari beis, ois beis, shir number 82. We mentioned yesterday and the day before that HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us by bringing us Yisurim. The point of these Yisurim, whether it's private Yisurim, personal Yisurim, or global Yisurim, like a Rachman Atzlan taking place right now in Eretz Yisrael and the tragedy of the Meiron, Hashem is talking to us. Hashem says, I want you to come back to me. I want you to do tshuva. I want you to come back to me. Ben Yoyna tells us it's really a chiddush that Hashem accepts such type of a tshuva. It's a chesed of Hashem that Hashem has to first give us a patch, and then we come back, and then Hashem says, welcome home. Because really, we should come back on our own. But it's only because we're being oppressed and attacked and we're in a bad situation, so we say, oh, you know what? I have to remember my father can help me and save me. And when Hashem comes and helps us and saves us, it's a chesed. It's an ultimate chesed. An example of this that Rebbein Yonah brings is by Yiftach. Yiftach was shunned by his half-brothers. He was kicked out. But he was a strong gibor, a strong warrior. And when they needed him, they came to him and said, Yiftach, you know, we know you're a 10th degree black belt. You know how to fight. You're very smart. You can lead the battle against the Plishtim, against our enemies. Please help us out. What does Yiftach say back? Umadua bosem elai ata kashet sar lechem. Yiftach says, now you come to me when you're oppressed, when you're being attacked. We have no one to turn to. Now we're brothers. Now we're friends. What about before? But that's not what Hashem does. That's a natural thing. It's a person. A person says, oh, now you turn to me? Come on, be real. It's a chesed from Hashem. It's a chesed. It's an act of kindness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have to appreciate. That Hashem accepts our tshuva when we are maimad nafesh, when the water is up to our nose, we have no place to turn and say, oh, well, I'll take care of myself. All of a sudden, we remember Hashem. Like the Medrash says, a father puts his child on his shoulders, and the child is on his father's shoulders for hours, and the father's carrying around the carnival and giving all the food and the prizes. All of a sudden, the little boy talks to somebody a little lower down to him because he's on his father. He says, excuse me, sir, have you seen my father anywhere? The father hears this, says the Medrash, takes the child off his shoulders. The dog starts running to the child with that, and the child's going, Abba, Abba, Dad. Oh, now the child remembers where his father is. And what does the father do? He lovingly picks him up and protects him from the dog. But it's a chesed. And not only that, says Rabbeinu Yoyna, Usihi l'rotzin l'fonav, we spoke about in the first shar, we spoke about in the first gate, that there's two different aspects. There's a tshuva to come back to Hashem, and then there's a certain aspect of a relationship, of a friendship, of a closeness that we want to recreate. And even if a person will do tshuva because he's being knocked down and he has yisurim and he's suffering because of the averus what he did, usihi l'rotzin l'fanav v'yehav nidava es achayte b'shuvay odov b'yoyim toichecha mikherav tzora. Hashem will still accept that person's tshuva and create that strong bond, that relationship that the person now desires to have with Hashem. It's not just a situation where the tshuva will be accepted, but the person will not be berotzayin lefnei Hashem, but the relationship will be severed. No, Hashem will recreate that relationship. Shuvo Yisrael, ad Hashem lekecha ki choshalta bavenecha, chui machim devarim, erpa mishuvosom, oyavem nedava. Pasuk, the Navi says, Hashem will accept such tshuva. And the chiddush is that even though it's such a tshuva out of getting the pash to come back as opposed to the realization on their own, Hashem says, I want this relationship with you. You're my beloved son. You're my beloved daughter. I think it's quite obvious that Rabbeinu Yoina is talking to us right now with our times, our tzaras that we're going through, that we hear in Eretz Yisrael. We have to take a step back and think to ourselves. And each person knows himself the best, the most. And the person doesn't know, let him sit down with the Rav and discuss what should he be focusing on. Benching from a bencher sounds like a small thing. Benching is a mitzvah deraisa, very chash of a mitzvah. Maybe when he's benching, it's not a time to start playing charades. Sometimes people play charades during benching because you can't talk during benching. So all of a sudden, benching has to be like Shemoneh Esrei. You're talking straight to Hashem. There's no interruptions, no charades during Shemoneh Esrei. No charades during benching. This is just one example. A person has to know himself. If a person goes into a shul with his cell phone on, and his cell phone rings, it's a problem. Disturbing the davening. Maybe he has to mechazik himself before he goes in. He's in terms of, I'm going to bleed that, turn off my cell phone every time. I'm going to leave it in my car. Whatever he has to do to mechazik shmiras mitzvahs. If he knows other people that need encouragement, the chizik to come learn Torah, pick up the phone. Put your arm around your friend. You're vaccinated. He's vaccinated. Put your arm around your friend and say, listen, come learn some Torah. Let's protect our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. Let's do something. I want to wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful Yontif of Kabbalah at Torah. Just to extend for another 30 seconds or a little more on the topic of Shavuos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peches, in Perek of Akiva, discusses what took place by Matan Torah. The Gemara relates that Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, do you want to accept the Torah? Because if you don't, Shom Tehei Kvuroscha, over there will be your burial place. There's a grammatical question. My father asked me this question over 20 years ago. Should live and be well. It should be over here. Hashem's holding Harsina. Hashem's holding the mountain. As the Gemara relates, the Medrash says, Hashem's holding the mountain over their head and says, do you want to accept the Torah? They look up. Yeah, we'll do that. They seem a little coerced, which is not for now why that was. But it should have said, if you don't accept, you'll be buried right here. Why there? The Ben Yoyada answers. Let's just discuss the Chavetz Chaim's answer for now. The Chavetz Chaim says, Shom tekvu raschem, over there will be your burial place. He wasn't referring to their personal death. If we don't have the Torah, there's no world. There's no people. The world, the existence of the world depends on Limud HaTorah. Shom tekvu raschem. Over there, wherever people are in the world, if you don't accept it today, right now, over there, that will be their burial place. That's how the Chavetz Chaim explains the grammatical, apparent, incorrect statement. But it's very correct. This is the power of Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah gives life. Ki heim chayenu v'oirech yameinu. Shuas is a Zman Yoim Hadin. Just like Rosh Hashanah is a question who will live physically. Shuas, when a person has the end of a Shuas and he takes the time and he learns a Lel Shuas night and he takes the time in Shuas to show Hashem he wants to grow in learning, it's a din for the whole entire year how much Hatzlach this person is going to have for the next upcoming year. This is what Shuas is. This Shuas is our day of judgment in the spiritual way. We should all be zoicha, we should merit to mekabel the Torah, ba'ava, besimcha, and to use the time on Shuas properly as a yoim hadin, that we should realize this day of judgment, and we should be zoicha to have a wonderful, wonderful yoim din for our upcoming year of siyata d'shmaya, of Simchas HaTorah. Have a wonderful Yontif, a wonderful Shabbos.